Well, would you look at that? I'm actually recording not on a Saturday, not on a Sunday, but a Friday. So it's a little bit of an improvement. However, my day has been wasted. I've been dilly-dallying here, waiting for a parcel. And you know what? I want people who work for DPD, especially the drivers, I hope you suffer. I hope you suffer, because every time you look, just go to wherever you want to deliver and just drop a parcel there without considering that, does this person know how to access this parcel when they need it? You just put a name, three letters, and you put the door number. What am I supposed to do with that? Just knock on every door? You didn't even give me what road it is, especially if the number's nowhere near my number. Anyway, that's been my day. I hope everyone else is all right. It's another week already. The time is... 2025 is in a rush to get out of here. Like, anything past September, it feels like it's so quick. So I want to talk about who I think are EXO's musical sons. And it came as such a surprise, because for people who don't know, Close Your Eyes are, firstly, the name, I've kind of gotten used to it now. And that's what I say all the time. It's like, initially you hear a group's name and you're like, that sounds weird, that sounds quite, and then within no time, you're like, do you know what? The group name works and it sounds good. You just get used to it. So they were formed on a Survivor show. If you've listened to my episodes, you know what Survivor shows are by now, called Project 7. Now, when this Survivor show was happening, I didn't watch it, nor was I interested about watching it. And it was supposed to be sort of like contestants around the world, which is so funny considering I'm pretty sure everyone is Korean, bar one Chinese member, I think. So they were really pretending to be like, oh yeah, we want people from like Taiwan, Japan, Thailand, Ukraine, United States and America and Australia. Meanwhile, you've got six Koreans and one Chinese person. So kind of pointless, wasn't it? So all I know was people had their favorites, right? And they liked people that could sing, which is fair enough. Only for the final lineup to have one just about good vocalist. Oh, I remember hearing about them because people were pissed off. Like, I don't know if it was some kind of rigging they did, or I don't know how they kind of did it, but they managed to get a lineup that was pretty much in favor of whatever agenda they had. So obviously, everyone's expectations were kind of like through the floor, especially mine, because I was just like, well, if they've got no singers, what's the point? And to be honest, these days, I'm starting to see why singers aren't always needed. It sounds crazy, but you can really achieve really good artistry without a great singer in the group. However, what then happens is you can have songs which are good, but they lack an elevation because you haven't got that singer who's really having those magical moments that people forget. Like, we listen to the songs because they have those moments that hook us back and back again, and their singer's voice is just like, oh, it's just gagging. And I think some of them are growing as singers, but from when they started, it's not really the best footing. So Project 7 happens, and then we hear the group name, and it's Close Your Eyes. Everyone's like, ugh, what is going on? Like, the name is whack, it's weird, and everyone's just laughing at it, basically. Only for them to drop what I believe is probably the best boy group debut song since... I'm trying to think... Do you know what? For at least 5 years, I would say. Although I can't say I've been really tracking their debuts like that. But in terms of the vibe, because mind you, before this, we've been tolerating the harshness of third and fourth gen. So whereas for them, for fifth gen, everything's been very smooth. So yeah, I would say the best boy group debut since... It was definitely stronger than In Bloom, Zero Base One. And what about before that? Who else debuted recently? And it was definitely stronger than Super M, Jopping, Rise, no, but stronger than their music as well. Stronger than Boy Next Door. Stronger than... What other boy groups are there? Yeah, I would say maybe TXT's Crown. Dun, 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 dun. That was a debut, right? Yeah, I think it's been the strongest debut in probably a good 5-6 years. And I remember I reacted to it. I was in Kuala Lumpur. I put it on, and then okay, we'll just do it from the start so you lot can hear just the journey of the song, and then we'll get into up until just after the chorus. And I have to play the outro as well. Like, it's a must. Sorry, they won me over as soon as this is the "It's Changing None at All," that melody. And you know what it is? It's just the fact that, like, for a boy group to debut with something that's so laid back, especially for the Korean market where everything's as cutesy and gimmicky and like, bah, 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 even for the boys as well sometimes, like, it's such a laid back, mature vibe. And I say EXO Suns / Shiny Suns because, you know, those are the SM groups that had that signature R&B song back in the day. Like, that is, Shiny came out the gate with Replay. Amazing R&B vibes, like, with that kind of energy and all that. And even the way this song starts with that do-do-do-do-do-do-do, with that kind of synth sound, it kind of gives, like, I was going to say, Black and Beats music or, like, some random song you download on LimeWire back in the day. It feels so nostalgic. And once again, going back to vocals, the vocals are just decent enough, but unfortunately, they're not like a vocal where you hear and go, oh yeah, that's definitely Close Your Eyes. This could be five other boy groups in terms of the voices, but they've managed to find a specific sound that feels really, it's very confident, really and truly, in an era where people are trying to be as loud as possible and harsh. But then that's not really been Fifth Gen to when it's Fifth Gen has been eating in terms of that. As we all know, I love it. So yeah, then we got to the outro, which is my favorite part of the song, so we're just getting to that now. Nah, you must be dumb. Does it matter? Like, they were killing it. And on top of that, in the choreo, it's super laid back. They're just grooving from side to side. Now, I love this song at Hello. I was very, very shocked because we don't really expect a boy group, especially now, to come with such a suave, smooth, chilled vibe in a way that we used to have a lot of back in the day. So I was like, sick. And on top of that, they debuted with a 9-track mini, quote unquote, album. It's basically a full album, to be honest. And that's also unheard of. Like, and then their CEO announced that, oh, actually, we are going to have 2 more mini albums coming this year. I said, what? Like, these boys are working. They basically have enough material to go on tour now. They have, I'm just counting. Yeah, I think they have 14 or 15 songs now. Which is crazy. Some groups only have like 6. That's, yeah, it's nuts. And so, and also the person who manages them, if I remember correctly, I think it's she. She is, who does she work with? I think she used to work with Kiss of Life. And we saw how their musical trajectory was like pretty much flawless at the start. And I think she must have worked in another group as well. But anyway, she has a, they have, I think it's a woman. I'm pretty sure it is. If it's not, I'm going to give a woman credit anyway, because only a woman, only women do great things like that. But yeah, they clearly have something in mind and have the right vision for these guys. And I jumped into the rest of the album going, okay, let's go and see. Now, it's no secret, I was very critical of the album because, and to be honest, in my defense as well, I said what I said and I still feel the same way because I've not really gone back to revisit most of the songs. I've stayed with all my poetry and even listen to it now, I can listen to it over and over and over again. So the other songs, my main critique was that it felt like they were not really, it didn't feel authentic. Like for me, All My Poetry is laid back, but the production's also really dynamic and it moves and it has a nice ending hook and it takes its time. Whereas some of the other songs on the album felt a little bit too on the nose, but I might feel differently now if I revisit it, to be honest. But at the time, it just didn't click for me. I think All My Poetry started off so high and then the other songs just kind of fell short. Now, another song I did like on this album was To The Woods, and I'll play that now as well, just simply because the musicality in it, it just feels very different. Like what? Like what is going on? This is what every SM group should be doing. Cough, cough, rise. Like this is, we're sitting in this. Suave is just the constant word. And I'm also looking at the video as I'm screen recording the music, but just seeing how they move as well. It's just such a new, refreshing direction. And their sales show it. So that mini album sold, I think, 400,000 copies to date, which is freaking amazing for, no, sorry, 328,000, which is insane considering, fair enough, they were on a Survivor show, but with the controversies and how people were viewing them and thinking this and this and that about no vocals and no this, they did amazingly to sell that much because those are really good numbers. And I don't think, and I think All My Poetry actually did get 2 wins. Let me just check. Which is amazing as well because music show wins don't come easy. And they'll be even harder now because also in other news, the show officially ended. So for people who don't remember, there used to be, I've spoken about music shows where artists go to promote the music every week and they can get a win based on digital sales, physical sales, social media, engagement, all these kind of things, and live audience voting. So it can be very difficult, especially on the bigger shows, to get a win. And then, but the show, which was, I think, was like a cable show, but similar music show vibes, was kind of a way for smaller groups to go on there, promote, and get their own wins. But now they've cancelled it after 14 years, and it kind of feels like, well, where would the little groups go? Because they're definitely not going to win on the big shows, but who knows? Maybe an alternative will come. We'll see. So yeah, All My Poetry won on the show. And I think that's it. I thought it won on Show Champion as well. Okay, so they've got a win for the... No, they did get a second win. I was right. Yes, come on, memory. Memories at the corners of my mind. Let me just double check which show it was on. Music. What? Yeah, so they won on Music Bank, which is actually pretty fucking nuts. Music Bank is huge. So yeah, so they got 2 wins, which is kind of iconic because the song deserves it. It's an amazing song. So we were all like, okay. And then they announced, obviously their second mini album is coming soon. And that was like, what already? And one thing I do love about that as well, it's like when a company has a clear vision and trajectory, you just get to go on for the ride. You know, they know what they're doing. And the only thing you worry about is like, oh, hopefully the standards don't slip and you don't release nonsense. But a part of me wasn't worried, because the fact that you could have 8 or 9 songs at your debut means you've got songs on deck. You've got everything envisioned. I'm pretty sure they've got the next 3 years solidly planned. So a couple months pass by, then they come back with their first comeback, and this is Snowy Summer. You know I got a vision. Like, the vibes, we were like, hold on. And the fact that the song is called Snowy Summer, and obviously it was released 4 months ago in the height of summer. So we're having a conceptual vibe here. It's not just like a random segue. And sonically, we're still in the kind of R&B vein, although now we've got the live instrument kind of funk direction to it. Feel good energy, and the quality of the production also eats. So that was a title track, and then they also had this song, which I actually liked a lot more as a B-side, which we also got a performance video for as well. So the amount of work these boys are putting out, wow. And that's Paint Candy. And Paint Candy for me is giving like Bruno Mars's sounds, is that energy, and it's that genre which always sounds refreshing, especially if it's well done in that way. So that also a great comeback in general, but another release that was just a pleasant surprise and very well produced, and the choreo is great, the music videos are great. And I'm just like, now these guys are on a roll. So this sold 203,000 copies. It might be even more by now, to be honest, because I know Wikipedia can be a little bit behind. So it's probably maybe even 300,000 by now, because now they've surpassed 1.1 million sales, which is crazy. So these are, well, I think very much out of date, these sales. And then they tell us, oh yeah, there's another comeback coming, which is now the third one. And I guess the last one for this year, we're like, they're not going to do it again, are they? And unfortunately, they didn't. No, I'm joking. The first song they released, when I was writing, I was like, what the fuck is this? And you'll get why in a second. And anyway, let's go.
With the hats like this, can't switch it up, up like this. Shoot for the moon, bro, don't miss. Can't get a 10 out of 10, no risk, no risk, not like this. So cold, I got ice on my eyes. I got tunnel vision, bad days on sight. I keep my fingers up in the hills, locked in the vice. You know.
I'm not even listening to the rest of that chorus. Fair enough, it was a pre-release, right? But for me, it still feels like, why are we doing anything generic in this way that we do not? It's just too, just like, trying to be like any other boy group out there. Like, it's not the vibe. It reminds you of, boom, 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 boom. I think Even, it's an Even song. I thought it was Trouble initially, but no, it's not. It's another song. Wow, 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 wow. Anyway, I forgot it. So anyway, that was disappointing. I was like, no, not my boys. Not my boys, you can't do that to close your eyes. And they didn't. Now, the main song, we're going to go on a ride for this one, because also what I loved is they highlighted vocals. And I must say, in terms of their vocal layering and runs and stuff, they still do very well to keep the song full. You never feel as though like the songs are super empty, which is a good thing. So at least we're still utilizing something, because many do keep things very boring sometimes. So yeah, this is the main title track, and I'm very, very happy with this. No, got me in the mood. Like what? No, let's say that again. We have to. And that low, like, this is once again a full song with a bridge and an outro. And that got me in the mood bit only happens, I think, in the first chorus and the last chorus. So there's intentional musicality and music choices in what they're doing to really give you those hooks. And this has sold amazingly. We're still in the first week. This is day 5 now. And I think they're at 440,000 copies. They're now the top selling first week sales for a boy group this year, I think, or fifth gen, not for this year, I think, which is crazy because their competition are other groups like Rise or, no, did I say first week? That can't be right. I think, no, what was it? Was it first day? Because obviously Rise sold a million, didn't they? How have they managed this? Anyway, they've sold a lot. Let me just double check what the stat is. Yeah, highest first, yeah, by rookie groups. That's it. So of all the rookie groups in the last 2 years, but Rise is a rookie group though. No, they're not. They debuted in 2020. They just barely left rookie group. Anyway, yeah, of all the rookie groups, so that's including Ahoff, IDID, Kickflip, and Quartis, Close Your Eyes are number one, and we're still counting as well. So they're likely to even hit 500,000 copies plus, which is insane because no one was really expecting that from them. And also, in regarding them being EXO sons, like, I always thought, to be honest, Monster X could also be EXO sons because Monster X's R&B discography is phenomenal. Even the boys are also EXO sons. Like, I need to do a podcast episode on them, actually. Maybe I'll do that next. I feel inspired, maybe. Okay. So, yes. Well, yes, I would say those two have also been EXO sons, but in 2025, Close Your Eyes are bringing it. They seem to be a strong direction in what they want to achieve musically, which I can't help but admire. And it doesn't feel like they are chasing any trends. The songs are not 2 minutes, 15 seconds long. Their songs feel full and rich and a little bit throwback as well. So you've got all that. That song, I forgot to say as well, they definitely have Justin Timberlake on the mood board. I think Justin Timberlake has been on the mood board for a lot of groups and artists in general this year in K-pop, which is interesting. But I just feel there's a sonic consistency or sonic whatever the word is between sonic link between his vibe, especially during not Future Sex, no, during, what's the other one? 2020 vision. That's what I feel like we're hearing this year. And I'm not mad at it, because even Jaehyun was a little bit that with Smoke, Haechan with Crazy, Next with Beatboxer. They all sound like they could be Justin Timberlake songs, and now as well as this one. So with Close Your Eyes, I'm intrigued. So also for the people who want to know, who are curious who the members are, you've got Minhyuk, who he started off All My Poetry. I'm pretty sure that's him. He's got a good voice. If I was to give them numbers out of 10, I would say he's probably like a 6. Yeah. And then you've got Jung Sheng, who is the only Chinese member, or non-Korean. I don't know. Maybe Kenshin. Where's Kenshin from? Is it Japanese? Let me see. So yeah, you've got him. And then you also have Yeojun, Sungmin, Sungho, Kenshin, and then Hyungbae, who is the main vocalist and who you're hearing doing most of the singing, who's the youngest member. But he does a lot. He can carry, and he's got a lot of star quality. One thing I would like for them to improve on a little bit is probably the choreo can be a little bit underwhelming. The choreo feels a little just, I don't know. It's not really spectacular. But then again, I don't really care, because I'm listening to the music. I'm not listening to the choreo. And it is a little bit refreshing that a group is predominantly strong with the music, and the choreo is where we needed to catch up. I think that's an easier thing to fix. Yes, Kenshin is Japanese. So yeah. Oh, he's on hiatus as well. Poor thing. So yeah, that's Close Your Eyes. So please, if you're not familiar, as you heard briefly, they are doing the thing. They are bringing it. If you like that kind of vibe, maybe check out their other B-sides as well, especially from the first album, which I will do at some point as well, because I think I would like to just hear it with new ears, and I probably will like it more. So yeah, that's it for this episode, and let me know what you think of Close Your Eyes. Speak to you all next time.